Metal Mondays. Monday night, midnight to 3 a.m. CKUW 95.9 FM.
Open the master, nothing to tell. Lost on the soul, destined to rise. Death not alive, need on the glass.
And a pleasant midnight to you, listener. It is Monday going into Tuesday here. We're right at the very top of the dial. The witching hour. 12 o'clock a.m., I think it is. I can never remember which one is noon and which one is midnight. But it is midnight and about 1 minute here You're tuned in to CKUW 95.9 on the FM dial right here in the beautiful Winnipeg area. Or perhaps you're listening somewhere else on this topsy-turvy planet at ckuw.ca or who knows where. One thing's for sure, though, listener, you are tuned in to Metal Monday here on CKUW. Specifically, this is the fourth Monday of the month. That means it's time for Quasar Communion, hosted by myself, your friend, DJ Sweet Sammy D. And I feel it's only appropriate that I start tonight's show with an apology for my truancy, for my lackadaisical record here as the host of this program. I've been a pretty busy bee, I will admit that freely here, but here's the thing they don't tell you about teaching as a profession. You get summers off. So yeah, I'm on summer vacation right now, and I have just a little bit more time to do stuff like this all of a sudden. How's that? So I am in the studio today to bring you 3 hours of some of the most exciting, mind-bending black and death metal that has been released in recent weeks here. Since I have been away from the microphone for the better part of this year, I've got quite a bit of a backlog of new music to share with you. So tonight, I'm going to be focusing on the last 2 months or so. In an ideal world, I'd be doing one of these every month, and I just have the last 4 or 5 weeks to share with you, but we're doing all of June and July. That's the stuff I'm going to be focusing on tonight's show. And as is always the case here on Quasar Communion, I've got some pretty well-heralded stuff. I've got some more underground stuff and a little bit of curveballs here to throw you. But as I mentioned, it's going to be black, it's going to be death, and it's going to be the more esoteric and spacey, cosmic, bizarre examples of those genres. So we're going to kick things off momentarily here, and very momentarily, in fact, in mere seconds, we're going to start with one of the more highly anticipated releases of the last 2 months, and that came out in the early part of June. It's the new Ulcerate album, the power trio from New Zealand, one of the biggest names in dissonant black metal, with a little bit of a deathy twist. Their new record, Cutting the Throat of God, comes 4 or so years after Stare Into Death and Be Still, which was very, very highly acclaimed. So this was a very anticipated follow-up for myself and many others, and it did not disappoint. Consensus is this is another very, very high watermark in Ulcerate's discography. And we're going to be hearing a cut from that to kick things off here, really set the tone for the next 3 hours. We're going to be hearing a track that appears smack in the middle of the 7-song album. Track number 4 is called Transfiguration, In and Out of Worlds. And listener, it sounds like this. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. And we're off, and we're back. That was Ulcerate with, as I said, a cut from their new record, Cutting the Throat of God. You just heard Transfiguration in and Out of Worlds. Brand new stuff from one of the bigger names, I said, in the genre. They're kind of really setting the tone for bands playing that style these days. And a big year for their drummer, Jamie St. Murat. He also, a couple months ago, put out a new record with Verberis, one of... I hesitate to call it a side project because I don't mean to, you know, assign a hierarchy to the importance of bands, but Verberis, for me, holds every candle to Ulcerate. So a busy couple of months for Jamie, but this new record from Ulcerate, really fantastic stuff. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 on the FM dial right here in beautiful Winnipeg. And we're 15 minutes into tonight's show. Once again, this is Metal Monday, specifically the 4th of the month. So it is Quasar Communion here, the first in quite some time, in a few months. Only, in fact, the second of the year. Shameful, I know. But here's hoping to a little bit more consistency from me going forward. I really owe you that because, really, it's been a fantastic year for new metal releases. And we're going to keep going here because, as you might expect, there's a lot I want to share with you. And we're going to be featuring some lesser-known acts here in this next little set. I'm actually going to break my own rule here. I said that it's going to be pretty new stuff in the last month or two, but I'm the exception that's going to prove the rule here is this next band. It's Archaon. They're from Denmark, and they put out one of my favorite records of 2 years ago. And they put out a demo, if you can believe that. It's always interesting when bands put out demos after having put out one or several full-length label releases, because it always makes me wonder kind of what do they have up their sleeve. They just had some jam space recordings they wanted to share, and Archaon put out a demo back in March, and so low did it fly that it missed my radar completely. And so it was new to me last month, even though it had been out for a couple of months. So their record, and pardon my Danish, is called Nær Bjerge Bliver Til Støv, which means something or other, I'm sure. We'll be hearing two songs from that, Den Første Sult and En Om Illicits Frugt. And you know what? When we come back, I'll have done the translation. I'll let you know exactly what that means. And we're going to follow these two tracks from Archaon with a couple tracks from an EP, a debut EP from a band that's from somewhat close to home, from Bozeman, Montana. I don't know, that's maybe a 6-hour drive or so. I'm kind of just guessing. Ulm, the name of that band, named perhaps after the birthplace of Albert Einstein in the south of Germany. Their debut EP called Shepherd's Lacrimosa. And that's some pretty bonkerama, strange avant-garde black metal. So two tracks from that. This is going to be a bit of a longer set here, kind of pushing 30 minutes, pardon me. So buckle yourself in, listener. This is a bit of an off-the-beaten-path black metal set for you here with Archaon from Denmark, followed by Ulm from Montana. Together at last, here is Den Første Sult.
Thank you.
Ending that set with a little bit of black metal noodling there. That was Ulm with two cuts from their debut EP entitled Shepherd's Lacrimosa just now. That was Crop Failure. And before that, the more fleshed out song there was Locust Glacier. Before that, you heard Archaon, two tracks from their demo from earlier this year. The demo entitled Nærbjerget bliver til støv. And I told you that I'd have the translations for you, and I'm a man of my word. The demo translated from Danish into English means When Mountains Turn to Dust. And we heard the two songs that, well, you know what, I'll just tell you the translation. I won't bother trying to approximate my best uneducated Danish here. You heard A Worm in the Fruit of Light and The First Hunger. And that was two-thirds, in both cases, actually. Those were three song releases, so you heard two-thirds of both of them. Worth checking that third song out if you liked what you heard. We're about 45 minutes into the show now, and we're only getting started. The next couple of bands that I've got featured for you here are both from the same label. In fact, they both dropped on the same day. That's kind of the custom with I, Voidhanger Records, one of the finest purveyors of black metal out there, based out of Italy is that label. And their MO is usually to, every 2 months or so, put out three albums on any given Friday, and they usually ride that until the next release day, a couple months down the road. And a couple of weeks ago, I want to say about 6 weeks or so now, was one such I, Voidhanger release day that featured two very interesting projects, projects of which I had not heard prior to, the release, and two very different sort of projects. So the first one we're going to be hearing here actually is one of my favorite albums of the year so far. It's by Incipient Chaos. In fact, it's a self-titled album. They are a band from the northwest of France that have been around for quite some time, and in fact have been putting out EPs and singles in recent years, but they've been around since 2014, so 10 years, give or take, and this is actually their first full length. They've put out EPs back in 2014, 2016. They put out a split in 2019 with Defenestration, not the Winnipeg band, but a different Defenestration, but this is their debut full length. So, took them a while to get organized, and I'm glad that they took the time, because this really is a stunning record. We're going to be hearing the two opening tracks from that one, from Incipient Chaos, and then Thanatotherion, a brand new project featuring two very heavy hitters from the West Coast scene. We've got, Jason Bersese, who plays drums in Black Frickin' Cancer, which put out one of my favorite records of a couple of years ago, and then Shelby Lermo, who is really a jack of all trades, plays in notably Ulthar and more recently, joined Nails on their upcoming album. So these are two, like I said, big names in the West Coast death black metal scene. So they came together to form this project, the Natatherion, and their brand new record called Alienation Manifesto. We'll also be hearing the two first tracks from that. So these, like I said, two albums released on iVoidHanger Records, and goodness gracious, they are tasty. So we'll kick things off with Incipient Chaos from France. From their self-titled album, here is Sever the Oracle, as well as The Apex.